from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett, but more importantly, sitting right next to me is Justin Moore.
Good to be here, man. Thanks.
You're
going to
be
me.
In town tonight at the Mohegan Sun Arena, yep, with Eric Pasley on Valentine's Day of all days.
Yeah, I don't, he and I are going to have to go have a nice dinner together, I guess.
Candlelight.
Unless he may have brought his wife, but I'll say if neither one of us have our wives, I guess we'll be eating together.
So that's where I want to start right off the bat here. It's Valentine's Day. Are you in any kind of hot water for not being home?
I'm not in hot water for not being home. I have a feeling I'm going to be in hot water because I didn't order flowers in time.
Oh, so, there's an audible gasp by all the ladies in the room.
She'll get them.
You're in trouble.
She'll get them. They just might be a day late. But I figured it'd be more special if it's not on Valentine's Day.
Know what you sound like right now? A typical guy.
I'm telling you, man. I'm just terrible. Now, my wife, actually, she's usually pretty cool about that stuff. She asked me the other day, she goes, "You want me to get you anything for Valentine's Day?" I go, "No, I'd prefer you just leave the money in the bank."
There you go.
That's what I want. So she's like, "All right, we didn't even buy stuff for Christmas for each other this year because we, you know, with all the kids, and so we'd rather watch them open them."
What you say is being home with you is the best Christmas gift.
That's how you gotta say. So
see, there's no gasp here or no awe either. The women are not falling for the tricks here.
I should probably not admit these things in front of a bunch of ladies.
So, Valentine's Day. Now, you said you've been with your wife now for, you even said 17 before we went on the air when you were 17 years old.
Yeah, I think we've been together for, 17 years.
So, you've had 17 years of Valentine's Days.
Yeah.
Does it get harder now that you have four kids?
Yeah.
It gets tricky. It gets, because now you got to buy for a bunch more people.
Yeah, it does. She's great at all that stuff as far as the kids go and getting all, you know, she makes it real special for them. But it does get harder because, you know, one of us is taking one of them to softball lessons and while the other one's taking the other two to dance. And, you know, obviously you got to get up and get them to school. And, you know, we don't have like a personal assistant or something, like it's us doing it, you know. So it's harder to get around and buy flowers and do that kind of stuff, but at the same time she's a little more understanding of me,
right?
You know, and she knows I'd rather be home than working, obviously, with her. But so yes and no.
So we're sitting here with Justin Moore, and I've read recently that you wrote a song for your new son.
Yeah.
But there's no songs for your daughters?
Not specifically for my daughters.
Right.
They've inspired a lot of the music I've recorded over the last, well, now 9 years.
And how old is your oldest daughter?
She's nine.
She's nine now.
So we got 9, 7, almost 5, almost 2.
So she obviously has an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
Does she get mad at you because there's no song for her?
No, because I've got a tattoo of her birthday.
So there we go.
I don't have anything for the other ones.
They'll
get mad at me when they realize what this tattoo means.
I was going to say, they haven't wised up yet.
No. But I've had my other daughters in videos and stuff like that, you know, like the Till My Last Day video they were in and different stuff. So I figured I had to do something for my little buddy.
So now, you have all the kids. Are you kind of pushing? So my father, he pushed, you're going to be a football player and you're going to be a wrestler and you have no say on your future.
That's my wife. She goes,
really?
South's our little boy. She's like, you know, our oldest daughter is obsessed with sports and she's really good. And I mean, softball, basketball, she goes to football camps. She does everything. My middle daughter likes basketball, but she's, unfortunately, as hard as it is for me to take, she doesn't really like softball because baseball is my favorite sport. And I mean, I coach them all in their different leagues, but our middle two daughters are kind of just take it or leave it. And my wife actually said the other day, she goes, because somebody asked me if I was going to let my son play football. And my wife goes, he don't have a choice. He's playing everything. I mean, sorry. So I don't even have to. It don't even have to come from me.
Now, do you think it's because she? So I can relate to this. Do you think it's because she wants your son to have you know, good morals, have that companionship? Or was it like my mother, she just wanted me out of the house because I had too much energy?
Probably a little bit of both, but more so she's just competitive as heck.
Oh, really?
And we, you know, where we live is just a real sports-driven town.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys remember the movie Varsity Blues from 15, 20 years ago. We're like that in every sport. It's just the town shuts down for, you know, the games on whatever sports in season at the time.
So when the kids get older, do you think you're going to have to do a lot of, like, national anthems as the guest?
I don't do national anthems.
No?
I've done them, but I don't like doing national anthems because I've done them at sporting events and different things. Quick funny story, the first time I ever sang the anthem was at Lambeau Field.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I mean.
And so my record rep is with me, and it happens to coincide with the night before at midnight, Small Town USA went number one, and that was my first number one.
Sure.
And so clearly we wanted to celebrate that evening.
Who wouldn't?
And it was a day game, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock game. And
which is early for you.
It's early for me.
And then after a night of partying, it's even earlier.
Yeah, and so we're walking into the stadium, and my record rep goes, so how many times have you done the anthem? Or, you know, I go, this will be my first. And he goes, you've never done it at, like, a high school game or nothing? I go, no, this will be my first time. And he's losing. He's going, oh, my gosh.
He looks like he's hungover.
Yeah. I'm like, man, just give me a shot of whiskey. It'll be fine.
There you go.
And
the dog.
And we did it. It was all good. And he's like, he said that you're the first artist I've ever heard do that. So, I stick to the coaching now with the girls. I'll let somebody else do the anthems.
Sitting here with Justin Moore, and you brought up your first number one. Today's throwback track is actually your first single to radio, written by Randy Houser.
Yeah.
Back that thing up.
And that went all the way to 38 and then all the way back down.
Now it's
so fun. I blame that on Randy, to be honest with you. That's his fault.
So I personally, I love that song,
thank
but
you.
I think I love the music video more because
not
had,
as much as I did.
You have some sort of like mullet thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to know.
I had that through the Backwoods video, yeah.
And I wanted to know, are you ever going to bring that back?
I don't think my wife would allow me to
no.
do that.
Was she the one that ultimately made it go, or was that a conscious decision
by
you?
No, I don't even know why I did that. I just, you know, at the time we were out on the road so much, you just really never went home. And I just stopped getting haircuts. And I just, it grew down about my shoulder here, and finally I was like, I probably ordered.
You looked in the mirror and said, man, this looks
yeah,
good.
This, no.
Boy, Justin, look wonderful.
I might have done that then, but I look back now and I go, whew, I'll leave that to Morgan Wallen now.
It's funny because I feel kind of embarrassed to tell you this, but I, for the longest time, because you always have a hat on every picture you see of you, I thought you were bald.
And then most people did.
And then I got that CD that was stolen out of my car,
yeah.
And in the pictures, you have a full head of hair.
I've got a lot of hair. It's really thick.
I turned
the
page,
wear a hat.
And I said, he has hair.
A lot of people were like that. They were shocked by that.
I couldn't believe
that.
It. A full head. And you hide it.
I know.
Some people would be very upset with you. People that, you know, everybody here has a nice head of hair.
Yeah.
That man back there is upset. The man that bought you wine is upset that you hide that hair.
I tell you what, I'm starting to, there's a spot back here.
Uh-oh.
And
time
and
to grow the mullet.
Everybody's
back
like, "Oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, son or buddy." And I'm like, "It's bad. My dad. It's so bad that my dad came to me one time. We did this interview that was on TV, and I didn't have a hat on. And the camera panned from behind me down. And he goes, "Son, I saw that interview, and I'm thinking he's gonna go. That was really good. I thought that y'all did a good job or whatever." He goes, "You know that spot?" And I go, no. He goes, you know that bald spot in the back of your head? I go, and at the time I didn't know I had it. Nobody had been this honest with me. And he goes, you know, they make a little, you know, a tiny little toupee that you could put on. And I'm like, it's that bad? Like, so ever since then, I'm like, I just want to shave it off. And my wife's like, no, you have a weird shaped head. You can't do it. And so I guess I'll just do the comb back for
there you
the
go, forever.
30 years.
We're sitting here with Justin Moore. We're going to play his new single. We're going to be right back. Let's hear it for Justin Moore.
Thank you.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett, joined here with Mr. Justin Moore himself.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here. I think the first time I was here was like 12 or 13 years ago, sitting in this room on my radio tour. Pizza over there. But it was just me and a guitar.
It's come full circle.
And about three people.
There you go.
So it's good to be back.
So we just heard the new single, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back, and awesome music video.
Thank you.
It's super touching. It's very emotional. I had my brother was overseas forever. He's finally back, and his fiance. And watching that, it really kind of choked me up because I remember those nights. And anybody that had somebody in the military, you know that constant feel of dread that, you know, you don't want to even think about it. Are they going to come home? But I really liked the music video because it wasn't just military. You've had police officers, firefighters, and teachers. And in today's world, it's very scary with teachers especially because nowhere is safe anymore. So I thought it was just a very well put together video, you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I can't really take much of the credit for that. The kid that shot it for us and directed it is he's actually our social media manager, which, you know, when I started this business, that position didn't exist. There was no social media. But now we all kind of have somebody on the road with us to taking pictures and posting stuff to all these different things. And he came to – he's an unbelievably talented kid. I think he's 24. And his name's Cody Villalobos. But anyway, he came to me with this idea. Because typically when you're going to shoot a video – You'll have a bunch of directors submit what they call treatments, and we read them, and they're different stories, and how are we going to do this video, right, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, usually the young kids in town don't get a crack at these videos because they're expensive to shoot, and, you know. But anyway, he had this great idea. He's like, I've got this idea, man. I just loved it. And so he shot it, did a great, great job, and kind of to your point about it going beyond our military, certainly they deserve all the credit that they get.
Absolutely.
and much more. But I feel like they're men and women who teach and are police officers, you know, fire and rescue, and all of these people that I don't have time to mention get very little credit at all. And I feel like they serve the country also and help make it a safer, better place. And so we tried to honor those men and women as well.
And I'm sure, you know, going out on tour with this single, you probably just have you just get flooded with not only emotions, but just other people with their emotion stories that you probably can't even say back without getting emotional.
Yeah, that's some of the times where it's tough in a way, you know, in meet and greets when you have somebody come up and tell you, you know, whether it be in a school shooting or a sickness or whatever, they've lost their child, but this song's helping them do this and kind of piece their life back together. It is emotional, and it really kind of opens your eyes as an artist. We know these things, but I think we forget them along the way, that our job is it's fun and people like to sing along and all that, but I feel like we have a higher purpose than just trying to go have hit records and sell as many concert tickets as we can. So it's pretty special, but there have been times where, it's hard to finish a song if you're singing it or whatever because of those conversations that we're fortunate enough to have with you guys.
We're sitting here with Justin Moore. He's live at the Mohegan Sun Arena tonight, and you were saying, you know, you get to – it's a much bigger – thing than you ever thought. And you used to be, I read somewhere that you used to be in a southern rock band with your uncle.
Yeah,
so it's a big step from being in a rock band with your uncle. I need to know the southern rock band. Did it have a name?
Bad Monkey.
And what was your role in Bad Monkey?
I just sang. I didn't even play guitar at the time. What was the other one? I'm forgetting the other. There was a couple of doozy names, but I didn't come up with – I wasn't even old enough to be in these Moose Lodges and VFWs we were playing. But, it was the first time I ever had the opportunity to play with a band, you know.
What were you guys – you Southern Rock, what were you playing?
Oh, all Marshall Tucker, ZZ Top, Skinner, obviously.
I just got all
Molly Brothers.
And I bought every single Molly Hatchet record there is that I can get my hands on.
I love it.
And I was like, man, I hope Bad Monkey does it.
Coming to a Moose Lodge near you.
Bad Monkey featuring Justin Moore and his uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your uncle proud now?
He is, and he's still playing music.
Is he still in Bad Monkey?
No, he's been in three or four different ones since then. But, he plays piano, and he's a good singer, and, definitely helped influence me to play
Absolutely.
Music. You know, I thought, man, that's pretty cool. And I wanted to play baseball you know, professionally, which, yeah, right. But I probably could have went and played in college, small college stuff, but I started playing music, and I thought, I'm never going to make money playing baseball, you know, at this rate. And so I fortunately, music was the only thing that kind of filled that void for me, and I was lucky that my parents didn't go, you're quitting school to do what?
Play music, right.
Yeah, and
I wanted to quit school to become a pro wrestler, and my parents wouldn't let me. And I'm not joking.
That sounds like my tour manager.
I begged my parents to let me try it. My dad's like, you're too small, you can't make any money. And I still hold it against them to this day.
That's funny, man.
It's not funny.
That's a competitive business, too. But, no, I was fortunate that they were like, go try it. You can always go back to school, and I've always been –
You want to switch parents?
Really appreciate, yeah. Yeah, until they walk in at a certain time.
Right, because you live how far away from your parents?
Like 400 yards or something. It takes me like a driver pitching wedge to get there, you know.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I got one more thing I got to ask you about. My biggest fear in life is horses. I'm scared to death of horses.
Oh, really?
Some people are making fun of me because I'm scared of horses, but you got stepped on by a horse.
Clearly, I should be.
Yeah, right.
But I'm too stupid to be afraid of them.
You got stepped on during a photo shoot.
I did, which is the dumbest thing ever.
How did this happen?
I didn't grow up like riding horses every day, but I grew up riding horses and you know, being real familiar with them and know how to ride them and take care of them, etc. And so, long story short, my little cousin who's 19, his grandpa gave him two or three horses. He said, hey, can I put them on your land? I said, yeah, put them over there, that's fine, whatever. And I said I may ride them and put the girls on them and stuff, because the girls want horses. I said, that's a cheaper alternative
to
me buying three or four horses. But anyway, I told him the other day, I said, man, we did this photo shoot, this was 2-3 weeks ago. I said, bring that horse over here. Go saddle that horse and bring it over here. I'm going to use him in this photo shoot for the album. And so anyway, I rode him around for an hour, and he's kind of half, you know, broke. I mean, he's not real. I wouldn't put my kid on this horse or you.
Thank you.
So anyway, I'm getting off of him, and I've got one boot still in the stirrup. For those of you who ride horses, you know, you stand up as you're getting off, you stand up in the stirrup, and everything was fine and dandy until my cousin walks up toward this horse. His name's Cowboy. He decides he wants to take off with me still in the stirrup. So I fell down, still trying to kick my boot out of the stirrup, can't get it out. And so I did end up getting it out, and he decided to stomp on my other leg. And I'm like, well, thanks, bro. You just took me for a ride. You had to stomp on me, too. But
he's not getting in the photo shoot now.
Well, I think he's actually – I know he's going to be on the back cover, and he may be on the cover. So I told my cousin, I said, after this, maybe time to put Cowboy down.
Oh, boy.
I'm joking, obviously, but – but no, I'm healing up nicely. Of course, my wife, I'm an idiot and don't go to the doctor like I'm supposed to and stuff. My wife's like, you need to go to the hospital.
I'm
like, what are they going to do? I'm walking around on it. I mean, you know.
I'm the same way.
I still ain't been to the doctor. So she goes, we go play shows that weekend. She goes, so did you take like ibuprofen and stuff? I go, no, I didn't do nothing. I've iced it a few times. I never bowled it out. I'm an idiot.
If it's not falling off, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
So, Justin Moore, he is live tonight at the Mohegan Sun Arena with Eric Pasley. It's Valentine's Day. If you haven't gotten your girlfriend, your wife, something, this could be something.
I could get my wife tickets to the show.
There you go. And then blame it on her when she didn't show up. Tickets are still on sale. Justin Moore, thanks so much for swinging by the show.
Thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.